petitioners in the 2012 elections hearing at the Supreme Court have officially closed their case. The respondents will therefore open their case this morning, with the General Secretary of NDC, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah, expected to be in the witness box. At the end of proceedings yesterday, the presiding judge, Justice William Atuguba, had cause to warn the bar not to dictate to the bench. This followed a ruling to the effect that petitioners could not tender a list containing the recategorization of the various claims of irregularities in their affidavit, which appeared not to have gone down well with the lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison. The petitioners nonetheless indicated their unhappiness with the ruling. For the details, here is a report by Bubu Klinogo and George Asikri.
For the first time, the principal witness, Dr. Mahamudu Baumia, had little time to talk because of constant objections raised by respondents and its attendant legal argument. It all began when Mr. Addison sought to ask Dr. Baumia whether he actually attached 11,842 pink sheet to the court. Counsel for the president, Tony Litta, objected to the question on the grounds that there was no ambiguity since the question was ostensibly answered during cross-examination. This was supported by the other two respondents. The objection was, however, overruled by the court. This trend, however, went on with the justices either overruling or sustaining the objection.
During cross-examination, told the court that you were no longer relying on all the 11,842 polling stations and that you have deleted from that list 704 polling stations. Now, all attempts by you to give a list of these 704 polling stations were resisted by counsel for respondents. Do you have the list?
Objection. The witness was very clear about when he first had deleted polling station that they did not wire case, and that evidence was given under examination in chief.
Clearly, examination in chief is the context in which such a list should have been tendered, because we would have had the opportunity then go into that list related not only to the affidavit but also to the further and better particulars.
I will not take further time to repeat what has already been said. I will support fully the objection that has been raised.
The respondents have had every opportunity to cross-examine the witness on 11,842 polling stations.
These are the ones he said were retained.
11 that were retained.
Yes.
Your Lordship has a record of
that. That I read out. Not from my mind, but they read very well.
After a long break, the justices returned to rule that petitioners could lead evidence on a list of recategorization to which respondents had earlier objected to. Mr. Addison then sought to have the list tendered in evidence. This again was objected to by the respondents on the grounds that the list did not have exhibit number and also the possibility of duplicates in the said list. The justices ruled that Mr. Addison could not tender the list. This appeared not to have gone down well with Mr. Addison.
In view of the present ruling, we think that it's only fair that we are allowed, in the interest of justice, to carry on with our re-examination, unless again the court is curtailing that right of us to do the re-examination. Are we to take it that our re-examination has been curtailed by the court?
Mr. Addison, we have ruled that following our understanding of what you did in your presence, you said you had just one last question.
No, I didn't say I have one last. I said the subject to the ruling of the court.
Yes, and we have
the court ruled in our favor, and now somehow through the back door that ruling has been negated.
Through the back door,
that ruling has been negated.
What ruling?
That ruling, the court gave us the right to go on with leading evidence of recategorization.
My Lord,
somehow been negated.
I think that we try to be very tolerant, but we cannot take dictation from the back. We can't take dictation from the back, and this matter. When I even noticed you later, and I was wondering why you are still standing, and then you added this bit about, you know, you could supply the numbers later. We all heard you. At that time, the views were advanced, leaving about just two or three. And then the rest came in, also sustaining. I announced the ruling. That closes the matter.
We are not dictating to the bench.
After the proceedings, spokesperson for the petitioners, Gloria Kufu, said petitioners have closed their case, although they were not happy with the ruling by the bench.
No, we were not happy. We have closed our case. So the respondents should. We have already put in our witnesses. Remember, the court ordered that all witnesses must put their evidence in affidavit. So we have put our five witnesses already in. It is as though they have come to speak.
Right.
The court also ruled that what they have put on the document should not be cross-examined. examined. So that is in the end of our case. Now it shifted to the respondents to make their case.
Spokesperson for the NDC legal team, Nana Atodazi, said the respondents are ready to open their case.
The court did not indicate. I guess that when we come, we know what next. But you know, Mr. Addison did say at a point that he's ended his, case. He said he had ended his re-examination subject to his plea for a reopening of the recategorization issue. But that was eventually rejected. And when we come, I guess what will happen will be that the court will put the formal question to him. Have you finished your re-examination? Yes. Have you closed your case or your calling any witness or any one of the parties on your side is going to speak. If he says no, then that is the end of their case, in which case, then the respondents will have to sign. As far as I know, General Mosquito is ready.
Sitting continues.
Ubuklin Ogo and George Asikri filed that report.